same star as in his body.
But his higher level body has changed.
His size has changed, it has grown, increased.
It looks different. It looks different.
Yeah.
There's nothing
about it. There's nothing about it. Why the child, there was no muscle, there's very little muscle. How we can say the same body? You can have to give your own idea. Child has no muscle, there was no muscle. How we can say the same body? The child has no sex desire, now you have a sex desire.
They would say all these things are dormant within the child's body, and now they're coming out.
That we also say, but that body laughs. The dormant means dormant in the soul, not in the body. That is the knowledge. Dormant it is. But God went in the soul, not in the body.
You have to admit that, you know, that it's a different body, because if the body is simply made of food, and they're eating so much and evacuating so much, then it has to be a different body.
No, it's the bad body, unless undoubtedly. If they foolishly argue, then it's the bad thing. That's all after. I don't tell no well. How you can get same body? So many changes. The body is changed. Because now garam?
Now garam cough.
Yeah. So this argument, how he can prove that he has died spent 2 years?
But he can also say that he's missed 22 years because he has no perception of any life before that time. He can't remember living before.
Before I was not alive. Now I'm alive. I lived for 22 years. Before I was dead, I was not alive. Well, now I'm alive.
At least I
I've been alive for 22 years.
But before you are not alive, then how your life can?
The combination of
this? Yeah, I guess this last question. Then, if you can create life, then where is the question of dead body? So create again. Give life again. If you are so competent that you can give life combination, then this dead body is there. You bring chemicals and inject.
The same chemicals are there too.
Huh?
The same chemicals, living body, dead body, 5 minutes before, 5 after. It's the same chemicals. But they can't explain why there's such a drastic difference.
And what is that same chemical?
In the living body, 2 minutes before death.
Now what is it? Name that. What is that chemical? And then bring it.
Let him try and
make life. If you know the chemical, then bring it. Chemical is available. alive, this is dead. What the answer? What this chemical is wanting, that it is dead.
Well, we may not know.
Then you select the right pocket and you got
more. So neither do you know.
Huh?
You can no. So, but you,
may you cannot answer my question, that's why you are more rational than me. You cannot answer. You say that chemical is missing. I say, what is that chemical?
No, but the chemical is not missing.
Then?
The same chemical is there.
Hmm.
2 minutes before that and 2 minutes after that, the body chemistry has not changed so much.
No matter what is that missing, that is, it is death.
They can't answer.
Therefore, they are kuppur. They cannot answer.
Because it's not a question of chemistry. Actually, they don't know what life is.
Rub that foolish. Therefore, he has to take knowledge from Krishna. There he has to die. Within this body, there is. So.
You say it is a soul, but we've never seen a soul. Maybe you're not.
You may not see. You have not seen your forefather. That does not mean. Hey, this is all bad. Why do you believe your eyes are so imperfect? Still, you say, I did not see. I want to see. What is the value of your eyes? You see the sun glow, a small disk. Is it so? Then, how do you know that it is so big?
By hearing.
By hearing, that is important, not by seeing. Therefore, Shruti, Veda, is important, not to your eyes.
When people die, though, there's usually some cause.
Uh-huh.
When people die, there's some cause. Like they have a heart attack, or they get hit by a car, or some disease. So the death is caused by disease.
That is not the cause, that is the effect. You foolish, you do not know, you are taking a cause.
Oh, when you get hit by a car, that's a cause.
Just like one man becomes insolvent, loses everything, so he says that I have no money, therefore he becomes insolvent. But that is not the fact. He could not manage, therefore there was scarcity of money, and he became failure. So that is the effect. On account of his bad management, he came to a position that he could not pay to his creditor and his business is failure. So that insolvency is not the cause, it is the effect.
Vishnu was able to remain in his body, even on a bed of arrows.
So when you are going to die, these are the, on account of imminent death, these are the effects.
But that means that the body breaks down.
Hmm?
The body breaks down.
At a certain period, it will break.
So that is the cause. The body breaking down.
Yes. So you say heart failure is the cause. No. The body is breaking, therefore heart failure.
So that means the body breaks
down. No, first of all, your answer. You say the heart failure is the cause. The man is dying. I say that because the man is dying, the heart is failure. So the heart failure is not the cause, it is the effect.
That's very difficult. Because
his
heart
body,
that body is
running
out,
you
have to
leave. But if I can get to some machine that will make the heart keep on beating, then the man won't
die. No, that is a failure. You have so many machines. God, keeping the heart going on, it's not possible.
Finally, they just pull out the plug.
The doctor kicked the plug one day.
Yes.
At the present moment, I was reading this one girl in America, New Jersey, teenage girl, and for some unknown reason, she went to sleep one night, and in the morning she did not wake up. So they then rushed her to the hospital, and they have an artificial machine that is keeping her alive. And this has been going on for 1 month. And all of her bodily functions are becoming more and more diminished. But still, by this machine, she's alive. Now this has gone on for 1 month, so now they don't know what to do with her. Should they keep her like this, just running on the machine, or should they stop the machine and then she'll die? This is a big legal problem. They don't know if they stop the machine, they'll be accused of manslaughter.
Some Catholic priest said that better to let her die, because this is God's way.
Then he has to accept the God's way and be God's mercy.
But in a situation like that, isn't it more valuable to preserve human life because there's a chance?
What is the use?
There's a chance that somehow or another they might be...
Why should you take the chance? You are perplexed with overpopulation. And why do you want to stay? One side you are perplexed with overpopulation. Let him die.
But they can use the argument that you're saying that human life is simply for Christian consciousness.
From his argument, why should he try to keep it? Let him die.
They're afraid of death. They're afraid of death. No one wants to die.
They're afraid someone will take care of the disease.
We want to live as long as we can.
Then you have to accept that you are killing child above some very simple.
It's easier for the mind to accept what is apparent to the senses. For example, to accept that I am this body is easier for my mind than to accept a philosophy which you say is, that we are not this body. It's very difficult for my mind to accept, whereas I can accept very immediately that I am this body.
Because it is difficult, therefore you are a fool.
But why should I strive for something?
That you are a fool.
Why should I strive for something so difficult, such a philosophical understanding, when I can live very happily with this body?
But because you do not want to die, you want happiness.
So I can enjoy this body?
You cannot. That is the difference. You want, but you cannot. You want, that I know, but you cannot do it.
You never see happy people.
That is their ignorance, that accepting unhappiness as happiness.
Well, in this world there has to be some unhappiness and there has to be some happiness.
We are trying to give in happiness only. No unhappiness.
But that's not about that artificial.
That you say, but we know.
You cannot see.
You cannot see, but you see. It will be turned up. That is Krishna consciousness.
But it is easier for us to remain here and enjoy them and accept the little suffering, accept this body.
Therefore, Krishna said that Bhagavad Gita should be discussed among my devotees, not among the rascals. It is a waste of time. Jayavam paravam guhyam madhapeshu avinas. Kind of this one.
Yadikam paramam bhuyam vad bhakeshu pavikasati bhakti mai param kritva vad evaishyati asam shalam. The one who explains the supreme secret to the devotee, devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end he will come back to me.
Not to be fools and dastards. So, first of all, to give them chance, let them come to the temple, take prasadam, hear sankirtan, offer the obeisances by imitating others. In this way, when they become little devotees, then minister. Otherwise, they will be useless. You'll waste your time by arguing.
You've given the example that the field has to be plowed before the seed is sown.
Yeah.
What
is it? Mind us to want the higher things.
Chita dharpana margin. So, this process brings the inviter, chant Hare Krishna, dance, give them prasadam, everyone will take part in this way. Not immediately in instructive. That you are not this body, you are so, you are not here. Therefore, this process is recommended. Saitana Mahaprabhu argued with Sarvama Bhattacharya, Prakatam Saraswati, not his ordinary public. Ordinary public gone, judge Hare Krishna, and dance. Never argue. Neither to discuss Bhagavad. For ordinary public, 4 hours kirtan, chant kirtan, and then give them sufficient prasad, death to them. This was. Because unless he has got little sraddha, he simply put some false argument and waste it. Not in the beginning. What about Krishna Vidas? First of all, create him a devotee, a little. Chant Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevala, only. Then this is Kali Yuga. People are so fallen, so downtrodden. So that's them, cast that down. It's very difficult. But this process, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, giving them chance to hear it and take prasadam, that will kill. And that is easily accessible by anyone. It doesn't matter what it is. Anyone is there. To chant and dance and take prasadam, no one will be there. This is it. When they come to the temple, they say, these boys, you are offering obeisance, they are also offering. But that will go to their credit.
Yes.
To become bhakta. This process will be enough. Not in the beginning, but in the beginning, give them prasadam, jantri. And try to sell some book. He pay something. That means he is giving some service, the hard-earned money. That will also go to his credit. And then, when he comes and says, I have paid for it, let me see what this nonsense has written. All light, red, and that will also convince him. This is it. He'll keep that body, book and show some friend, so the infection will go.
We can see in some of our boys in Kenya, practically they have no education, no, very little intelligence, but still they're doing everything, falling down.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering all the prayers, they're taking to the front and they're chanting them. They're doing everything. Even they don't have the intelligence to understand what.
Then that no chemical is missing.
No chemical.
But why it is dead?
Then why is it dead? Well, they haven't been able to determine that yet.
Then that's good. Then there's no argument. Because you do not know.
They say faith. Your faith.
Faith, we are gods. But you have no faith.
Think about faith. Faith.
What is that faith?
Predetermined, predestined.
Who made it? Who made it? These resistance?
Higher
control. Then you have to accept some higher authority, God.
But he's not a person.
Hmm?
He's not a person.
What about his name? That is another thing. That is another question. Hmm. But you have to accept some superior authority. As soon as you accept faith, destiny, then you have to accept to be offered.
They also say nature.
Hmm?
They say my nature.
Whatever it may be, you have to accept and to be offered. That means you are not independent. You are under the control of the superior authority.
Time.
Whatever it may be, you call by any name. That is another thing.
These bodies are reactions. Effect, isn't it?
Hmm?
These bodies are an effect.
Yes.
So then death also must be some effect.
So who has made this law? Cause and effect. Somehow or other, you have to accept that you are not independent.
Hmm.
Their arguments are so foolish, it's hard to think of them.
Yeah, they're from Mura. They're from this guy. Come on, this is the Mura. They have been kicked. Punished, but still, I don't care for somebody. Mm. And kick it on your face, yes, I don't care for you. Like that. This is the argument.
Because everything in this world appears to be disordered, it's difficult to accept.
And why is not in desire?
But it appears the
man makes
everything
it
order. Everything appears.
Man makes order.
Man makes order.
And he can see the idea that he conceives of the order. But actually, there's no order.
And there is cyclone, man can stop.
For example, this beach is all disordered. There's so much rubbish there. There's no order to this world. So how can there be any higher authority?
What you can do?
But I cannot accept that there's a higher authority when everything is simply disorganized. These trees are broken.
Disorganized. For thousands of years, the sea is there, the beach is there. But she cannot come here. This is order.
But the line of the beach is all broken.
At least you are in perfect vision. It is perfect.
People think straight and corner, that is very nice. Everything has corners.
That is your concoction.
Like a building, straight.
That's like if you think that why kick to the left, why not right? You think like. But that is order by the superior. You can think in your own way.
Because it appears that way to my senses, therefore I think...
Therefore it is authority. You can think like anything, but it is not be done according to your desire. It is done by the authority's desire. That is authority. You cannot dictate the authority that you do like this. That is not authority. You think anyway, that is your business. But authority is due, if you want.
Actually, nobody cares about a philosophy. Nobody follows philosophy.
No, he cares for death. That is the ultimate philosophy. That the answer God. Say, I don't care for this order. I am not done here. Disobedience is all right. But you have to die. You have to become an old man. How you can disobey?
So death is imminent, then I should simply try to enjoy myself as long as I can.
Enjoy. What is that enjoyment? You are going to die?
But at least before I die, I can get as much pleasure as I can.
Nobody can if he's actually afraid of death.
Well, we have to accept
it. You have given a beautiful poem. And yes, as soon as you come out, I'll shoot you. Will you enjoy?
Yes, that's a great example. That example will change the world.
That is the difference between a man of knowledge and a fool. A man of knowledge, knows he has to die, but I don't wish to die. So what is the solution? That is my number.
Sometimes they say, well, why worry about that?
God has to be. Because you are rascal number one, you don't worry, but that is the psychology.
But I want to enjoy.
This is the example. Suppose that you enjoy this moment for a few minutes, then you will shut down. Then will you be able to?
Yeah. Actually, they do that in some men to be executed in the prison. They give him one woman the night before as a special consolation. You finish him off completely. He learns.
That is very far away from me. I am only 30 years old. I don't have to worry about that.
What is the guarantee that we live 31 years? What is the guarantee that we live 31 years? There's no guarantee.
And everyone else around me appears to be having fun and enjoying.
They can use this argument though, Prabhupada. I've heard it before that. So God is present in this world. Okay, here's God.
and he places in this world, and he's created the world also, and he's made these things very, very enjoyable. Sex life and this and that.
That is foolishness. It is not enjoyable. That is, if the criminal said, the prison house is very enjoyable. It is like that.
But all the travel brochures and the advertisements, they say it's nice.
Huh?
All the advertising
let him say
it's nice.
But prison house, is it nice? That is foolishness.
But everyone else says it's nice?
Everyone? I don't
You're the only one.
I'm the only intelligent person. That's a fact.
That a small intelligence worships a demigod, and their fruits are limited and temporary. So does this mean that these less intelligent people, they should be interested in temporary benefits? Even they don't worship demigods per se, it could be anyone.
Yeah, demigod, yes. That's like one is trying to get some good service. And they're worshipping this boss, that boss. That is also demigod. Because without flattering some boss, he cannot get some good job. Without flattering the voters, he cannot get the ministership. So that is demigod worship. You have to flatter somebody. Why did Ram Gulam has gone to?
Yes.
You have to flatter them.
Yes.
This is going on. The big bosses in the United Nations, they're demigods, suppose. They think if I flatter them, when I am able to keep my position, I does not think that this position will be lost after some years. But Bhavati also made us. He is forgotten, his eternal life, Krishna. And he is flattering this demigod, that's all. But he'll get, he'll die, that's all. At the time of death, what this United Nations leaders will do?
So we can improve the standard for future generations. For our children.
First of all, you improve your own condition, then think of future generations. You are going to hell. I am thinking of future generations. You are going to die, and you are thinking of future generations. Who is your future generations? There is another question. This is Asuric's villages. Asuric's villages.
Hope again, hope.
Hope, that is also foolishness. Apart from future generation, you have got sons. So, you are taking very great care. Does it mean that his life is guaranteed? So what you can do? You cannot do anything for your present generation, what to speak of future generation. You cannot. Suppose your son is sick. As father, you have given first-class medicine, first-class physician. Does it guarantee that he will live? And what can you do? really in your control, that your son will leave because you are giving good physician, good medicine? Is it guaranteed that your son will live? Then what can you do? You cannot do anything for your present generation. You are thinking of future, which you do not know who is your future generation. At the present moment, you know this is your generation, you cannot do anything, and you are thinking of future generation. How foolish you are.
We may have to accept the laws of nature, but at least we can...
Therefore, what is the meaning of taking care of future generation or this generation?
At least we can make it comfortable.
No, that is not possible. You have already given good medicine, good physician.
Yes.
But why is that? You cannot do anything. That is your position. You may try to do, but that is futile. The ultimate is different.
By giving him medicine, maybe I can give him a better chance.
Maybe, can be, but it is not guaranteed. You cannot do anything.
But at least I should try.
Try, foolishly you try, whatever you like. That is another thing. But it is not under your control. You can try. That is your... Of course, you must try as a dutiful father, but you should know that you cannot take any guarantee. Or do anything good or bad, that you have already said, the destiny. That is permanent. That is permanent. Not you.
It's the tendency of a human
being. You can do the best to train your child to become Krishna conscious. That is in your power. That you can do. And that is the best service. Not anything else. That is not possible. If you become yourself Krishna conscious and if you try to make your son Krishna conscious, that is it. And that is the duty. Yes, yes. Other things you cannot do anything. That is destiny. And if you make him Krishna conscious, then destiny can also be changed. This is the conversation now. Krishna conscious. Destiny also can be changed. Paramani nidhati kintucha bhakti bhaya. One who comes to Krishna consciousness, his karma is also change.
Is that karma dovetail?
Huh?
Is that karma dovetail?
Yeah.
It's still there.
Still it can be changed by bhakti. After one man is condemned to death, nobody can change it. But the king can change it.
Hmm.
Only by the mercy of king it can be said. Not otherwise. Even the judge who has punished him, he cannot do it. Whatever is order, there is order. He cannot change. Similarly, if you become devotee, then your destiny can be changed. A devotee never is anxious to change his destiny. That is devotees.
But it is that they take them away from
that is Krishna's desire.
That is desire.
If Krishna desires, he can do anything. So, a devotee does not interfere with Krishna's desire.
We know that Krishna desires everyone to become Krishna conscious.
That is. Krishna says.
Yes.
That is his desire. Sarva maha. Sarva dharmaan paramamekam kharanam. That is Krishna's desire.
Yes. So Krishna is not causing everyone to forget it. Krishna is not causing everyone to
forget it. No. Krishna's desire is open to everyone. Don't accept it. That is our obstinacy. Krishna says there is soul. We do not say. No, there is no sense. This is our position. Krishna says within this body there is soul. We don't accept. We love it. He is giving direct instruction. Yes, there is soul, but we don't accept. Disobedience.
But if Krishna knows that we will suffer in this material world, why does he let us go away from him? Why doesn't he keep us?
Huh?
If Krishna knows that we will suffer here in this material world, if we come here, why does he let us go?
Why did he go to the prison house? He knows that if I go to the prison house, I will put in...
But the government is not strong enough to force him not to go, not to steal.
My government is not strong enough.
The government doesn't have the power to control everything.
Even if it's strong enough, we deserve it. The government has made so many things that you cannot steal. The iron chest, but they steal your clever enough that you do.
Sometimes people ask Prabhupada that if the spiritual world is anandamadhyata, full of bliss, then how is it that somehow or another we've left that blissful situation to come into the country?
This argument we have talked many times. Everyone knows that out of prison house, freedom is there. And why he goes to the prison house? Everyone knows it. Why does he go to the prison house?
But Krishna,
not by choice, he's placed there.
Krishna is the supreme controller. If he wanted to check us from going there, he could check us from going into the prison.
No.
From offending.
Krishna has given you independence. So, you are by mentality, you have to. Suppose a child wants to do something, play, if you check it, then he'll go mad. Yes. Just like Mother Jadada is saying, sick to Krishna, and Krishna being so much afraid, he became immediately anxious. Because Krishna has so much anxiety, he may or sick. So immediately, go ahead. So, this is father and mother perfection.
So actually, it's Krishna's mercy that he allows us to come here, free ourselves from...
He has given you little freedom. He doesn't want to take it.
He gave two examples in Los Angeles about the master, big master, like President of DuPont walking his dog. The president of DuPont is walking his dog in Central Park. The dog makes him go this way and this way and this way. And he said, we are just passing stool and urine in the material world. And Krishna is just letting us run here and there.
Yes, anumanta. In the Bhagavad Gita he said, anumanta. Upadashta.
And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of your purports, you gave the example of Paramatma being as compared to when there's a circus in the village, the government sends one inspector to watch over the activities. And when the circus goes, he's no longer there. Could you explain it?
Oh, but if Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, then what does he need us for?
Mm-hmm.
If Krishna is all blissful, then what is Vishnu, see, he's incapable of pleasing Krishna, he's so magnanimous. Mm-hmm. What does he need us for?
He does not ask for himself, for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to Krishna and enjoy him, that is your good. He is self-sufficient. He doesn't depend.
Sometimes, Prabhupada, when they see your Bhagavad Gita, they say, oh, it's too big for me to read. They don't know that the first one, it never ends.
That's why I say that bring them, let them chant and dance and take this. That everyone is there, everything.
One who does that, he is preaching. One who arranges for chanting and dancing and taking prasadam, that is the good preaching.
Yes. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Archanam. Anything.
These festival programs are very important.
You have to spend or waste gallons of blood before you can convert a person to Krishna consciousness. This is so difficult task.
You have to spend
gallons of blood.
Yes.
Waste.
In what way?
Hmm?
In what way?
By talking with him, with the rascal and foolish.
Yes, yes. You can do.
You tap your breath and spoil your energy, blood.
Mm-hmm.
Spend so much food.
Unless you are not a preacher.
He
should be prepared. There is a task. Sacrifice his life.
Yeah.
What to speak of? Wasting blood? Mm-hmm. Some wasting life?
Not preacher, soldier.
This is a preacher. Then, he is a man. Thank Krishna. He has done so much for.
Krishna will give more and more energy.
If is going to die from Krishna, and therefore he is recognized. Asatras Mahatmanis says, he becomes immediately very dear to Krishna. The business is how to become very intimate to Krishna, and that he will serve by preaching.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
Who?
The one who explains the supreme secret to the devotee, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've had one person complain, why is there no purpose for this verse? There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
What?
Yes, it's mentioned that there is no purpose for this verse.
And he already explained.
Yes.
Anyone who is preaching.
That verse is self-appointed.
Yes.
You are the purport. If these people are trying to find out ways that they don't have to surrender to perfect knowledge, they can go on enjoying it in the Supreme Lord.
Understood.
I think you should treat every breakfast. Your appetite is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Every breakfast you should treat, then your appetite will be very good.
No appetite and no appetite, I preach. I do not preach for appetite, feeling appetite.
Can I destroy?
Yes.
What is that?
Lavan Bhaskar?
This is
Lavan Bhaskar. Lavan Bhaskar,
you
think? Yes. No. Yes, Bhaskar. Then yesterday night, what did he say?
At night he's supposed to take Tripura, no?
Yes.
At night he's supposed to take Tripura, and after meal he takes his Tripura.
But?
At night he took this one?
Yeah.
At night he's supposed to take Tripura.
What?